Hyundai Tucson Turbo Diesel, in stock now. Rotoflex by Blunston. Stability meets the freedom to move. Welcome to the Summer Run Home with your hosts, the Professor, James Rochford and Andrew Barney Barnett.
Yes, you are with the Summer Run Home and we're having a delightful time this afternoon. And it is a big thanks to Hyundai. Hyundai Tucson Turbo Diesel in stock now and Blunston. Rotoflex by Blunston. Stability meets the freedom to move. Now, Barney, we have a segment coming up now. Let me do this. Time now for the weekend sports wrap. Thanks to At The Coldface. Visit Coldface. Workwear.com.au, and they just sent me a text and said,
"Did they?"
They said, "Tommy Erskine, keep him on."
Because I haven't heard from Yenda.
Yeah,
Lee,
what's happened since last week? No more Bing Lee updates.
No, it's to be honest, Lee. I feel like she was only interested in the. She was just using me for my Australian Open updates. I haven't heard from her since.
Do you feel dirty? Well,
yeah, but a bit cool. You know how it is.
I do know how it is, Gibbo.
Yep, I know how it is too.
Yeah, bro. Tommy?
Yeah, he's cool.
Yeah, knew it. So, Tommy, here we just do a bit of a sports wrap. Jump in where you need to, what you've seen. Australian Open's been on. Tommy, have you heard of this push to move the Australian Open to Brisbane?
No, I have not heard that, but that's a terrible idea.
Mate, we started the push.
Oh, really?
Mate.
Oh, it's a swampland of a city.
Which one is?
Brisbane.
And a lot of our business listeners, yes, mate.
If you're listening to us on SENQ, Brisbane, you know, Tommy's about to leave, so stick with us.
So Novak Djokovic got it done against Stefanos Tsitsipas, 6-3, 7-6, 7-6. It was 2 hours and 56 minutes. It's his 22nd major title. He tapped his head when he won, and then he tapped his heart.
Yeah.
And then he walked up, then he climbed up into the into his coaching box and he collapsed and cried in the coaching box. Pretty emotional scenes there. Did everybody catch the game or?
Mate, the thing that got me about him all tournament was he came in, he looked like he was limping and he just seemed to get better and better as, like, usually you injure your hamstring and it'll, like, if you keep going, it'll get worse. But he, for some reason, just seemed to go from, maybe, like, I don't know what he's done to the hamstring, but maybe, is there such a thing as a good injury?
Maybe he just needed stretching out. He's just stretching it.
He's made it stronger. I don't know.
That's epic. You know, I thought there was a moment where the game turned.
Yep.
Now, Novak, I think he took a comfort break. I don't know. I was taking a comfort break. And so I came
You and
back.
Him are famously on the same schedule.
We are. So.
But did you come back from your comfort break in a whole new outfit?
That's the moment, Tommy. I reckon this turned the match. He went in.
How bad did he need to go to the toilet?
Well, I don't know what happened in there to make him change his whole outfit. It must have been a crime scene. But what actually happened, what I was thinking was he came back out. Did you notice this? He came back out dressed as the court.
He did.
So it was the same colour blue.
Yeah.
So that when Tsitsipas is looking up the other end,
he won't know where I am.
It's a floating head, floating arms, floating legs.
Poor Tsitsipas had to remember, geez, which side did I serve to last time? I don't know. Because usually you just look up, the other player's there, you're like, oh, yeah, there's a hint. Right? Now he's like, oh, it could be anywhere.
It wouldn't have mattered because none of his serves went in anyway, old Tsitsipas.
No, there was that in the second set before the outfit change, before he did his Lady Gaga bit, where Novak was a little distressed and he was arguing with Goran, Ivanišević in the box.
Yeah.
Did you see that?
Yeah.
Feel like that's a – I don't know that you want to be in the middle of that argument. They seem like two men who
– oh, my God.
They get
crazy
fired up.
Eyes.
Maybe that's why Djokovic fell over in his box. Maybe Goran just gave him a quick
just a kidney punch.
Just a little cheeky like, one.
Have that one, son.
Yeah.
You reckon your hamstring was bad? Well – going to take you a little while to get over this one. And then he's just crying. It's like, oh, the emotion. No, he punched me in the kidney.
When he was saying, when he was doing his thank you speech and he said, thank you to my coach's box and thank you for even putting up with the worst of me. Mm. And I don't think Goran realized he was on camera, but he went, oh, yeah.
If there's worse than we see on TV.
I know.
That is, how bad does it get?
He's one of those tennis players, though, that you're like, I can't stand him. But then you hear him after he's won and you're just like, oh, there's something about him that's actually somewhat redeeming. I don't know.
I'm with you.
That's
swing.
That's the tennis crowd effect.
Oh,
something about watching tennis makes you really susceptible to... just an easy laugh and, oh, this person's charming. Like, I think no one's more charming than after three sets. You know what I mean? Yeah. That's when people are at their most charming.
And you've just tied Nadal for
Swans. Oh, yeah. He's never lost a final at Melbourne Park, which is pretty amazing.
Maybe that's a strategy. Maybe that's it. Like, if you're going for a job interview and you want to come off well, go play three sets beforehand. You come in, you're your best self.
And people watch Albo eat a Magnum and put you in a great
And also, hey, thanks for having me in for the interview. And they're like, who's that with you? And you're like, oh, it's Jim Courier.
Yeah.
I just brought him along. Yeah. Just in case.
This dynamic works well.
Yeah, it does. Hey, watch this. Yeah. Now, Novak's dad was famously absent. There was an empty chair.
Tell you who was there, though.
Yeah.
Did you see Mr. Dutton? Peter Dutton was
No,
there.
I didn't see
the
Mr.
Bloke
Potato
responsible
Head.
For getting him kicked out last year.
Voldemort.
Isn't that?
Voldemort.
That's an alpha dog move, isn't it?
Oh, isn't it? What?
He was next to Peter Costello, too.
Oh,
got a couple. Mr. Potato next to a potato.
But what I noticed with...
And there's a potato shortage. Those two are in danger.
And I couldn't get chips.
Mate. Unbelievable. Novak's mum, who doesn't photobomb, as far as I know, she was wearing a full-on jumper and jeans. Barney, what is going on down
full
there?
Full-on jumper. Was it cold?
Yeah, it was a little southwesterly swirl.
Is that what it was?
Yeah.
Move it to Brisbane. Move it to Brisbane.
Just let me check the weather for Brisbane last night.
Yeah, what was it?
Beautiful.
Is that all it says?
The Weather Bureau, Bureau just says they nailed it.
Yeah. Does it say anything about famous tennis players' mums requiring a sweater? Or an autumnal?
No autumnal breezes. Nothing.
Well, Andy Murray's mum would have been in a parka. So.
Yeah, that's true. She wouldn't have a full ski jacket. Hey, you're a man of fashion. Two questions for you. What did you make of Novak's jacket that had the number 22 on it?
Yeah, no, it looked good. Bejeweled? I was going to say bejazzled. It would look like someone had just did the old scratch and sniff on it. It was like Diamante's.
Oh.
If you had just won 22 in a row, would you wear that or... Is it a bit of a wanker thing to do?
I'd get a tattoo artist in courtside and just get a bus on the arm.
Yeah.
While they're doing the trophy, you're getting it done on your arm.
Yeah, while they're engraving. Yeah. Just actually another engraving. Thanks, mate.
Yeah.
That's, because the thing with that is you want to be at your best. You want to feel like you're looking your best. But also you've got to marry that up with the idea that this is when you win your 22nd. This is a photo that's going to follow you around. For the rest of your life.
Yeah.
Do you want to be in something that dates you really, really poorly? You know what I mean? Like if you, Professor, had your life peaked when you're wearing one day you're wearing a hypercolor shirt, right? And you've got a hand on your boobie there just because you thought it was funny. And that photo is like the photo they show
forever.
Forever.
Yeah, I suppose you don't think about that when you're there, right? Like that will be what Novak is pictured in. Unless he wins a 23rd.
Well,
24th, 25th. I heard a good stat this morning.
Maybe
I think
that's
it was BP, the great Brett Phillips. So, obviously, Nadal should be ripe for the French Open, and he has it all over old Novak on clay.
The king of clay.
Yeah, so he should go to 23 then. Mm. Novak, all over him on grass. Mm. So, he should go to 23. US Open sets it up 24.
Novak's probably...
Not going to be allowed into America.
Yeah,
you're dead right. I don't think he will be.
They're hanging tough with that policy.
You just hope Nadal's knees hold up. That's the only thing I'm worried about.
Yeah.
Unless he gets
36.
The Pappenhausen special.
Oh. Ooh.
Maybe.
Yeah, maybe new kneecaps. From pigs, apparently. They cut them out of pigs.
And you just get them. Cap.
Yeah,
beautiful.
Swine cap. Hey,
is there anything a pig can't provide? They are the most versatile
animal.
Do they
still grow ears on pigs?
Low carb bacon.
Pigs grow ears. Low carb bacon.
Yeah, you know
there's no carbs in bacon. You're all good. Don't worry. It's the fat that's the problem.
Last one for you, boys, before we take a break. What do you think of the lady's voice for the automated fault call? Do you think she sounds a bit sassy?
There's a couple of different
fault.
There's a couple of different voices for the for the lines and that too. Sometimes they'll be like,
well, I think there's sometimes you celebrities.
Yeah. I like it. I want to get you know what I'd like to hear is BP.
Darth Vader.
Darth Vader.
Yeah. James Earl Jones.
It is, yeah. He's still around. Gibbo, if you could have a celebrity voice calling the lines at the Australian Open.
Matt McConaughey, probably.
Oh,
Now, hey, was this meant to be a full sports update? Because
we did
can we come back to the rest of it here, Gibbo? Obviously, yeah, in the ladies, Sabalenka, she defeated Rybakina. I do it every time. Rybakina. Yep. She got up 4-6, 6-3, 6-4. That's her first major title, which is a good one to win in Australia.
So her forehand is lethal.
Is
it? It was the most insane. She was hitting it faster than most of the boys were. And they were just saying her forehand winners were just like absolute missiles.
Do you think she is on a rocket to the moon? 100%. Rocket ship to the moon? Is she going to go all the way?
Rocket woman.
Do we know if the other majors they're going to be playing under? Because she's Belarusian.
Mm.
Is there? Are they going to be playing under neutral flags? Is she a white flag specialist for all the? Is that a majors thing or is that a just the Australian Open?
I think that's everything.
I think that's an ATP thing. I think that's the whole.
They were one of the first organisations to jump out and condemn the Russians. I remember when it all happened.
Well, tennis is a big in Eastern Europe, so it's probably a lot of players and administrators with some sort of ties to that region. So,
like a very serious.
Anyway, yeah, bring Jesus more into Christ. It. Way to bring the mood down, Barney.
Bloody hell.
Come on.
Jason,
this is a summer run home, not the run home.
Kubler and Rinky Hijikata.
Oh, how good's this?
Mate, what about them? They perfect Love Australian them. Open. They beat Monaco's Hugo Nyss and Poland's Jan Zielinski, 6-4, 7-6. I don't know if you saw the match point. Do yourself a favour.
Yes.
Get is on and have it. Is the most amazing.
One of the great points in
doubles. Jan, have you had a look? Tommy,
no,
get on.
I didn't
Hijikata does the most amazing return at the baseline and like the best doubles point I've ever seen decided the Australian Open Championship.
Oh, wow.
There
amazing.
Is a point where it is just, it becomes like pinball doubles tennis. Like it is coming, just bouncing back and forth that quick. And you're just like, this can't go on. But it just kept going on.
The best is the hand signals from the dude, the person at the net. You know, when they do
it's
behind
like volleyball.
Their back. Yeah.
Well, I was saying,
it's
I like
I'm
all the.
I'm spiking it, bro.
Yeah. I like all the high fives.
Oh, yeah.
It's a lot of high fives and doubles. I could get around that, I reckon.
Imagine your partner had COVID.
Rinky and Kubler hadn't played together in a tournament before. This is their first pairing together. And so, and look, imagine that. Just where do you go as a pairing after that? Just like, oh, do you think we can win anything else?
Do you reckon what's next for them is just one of those, like, you know how the Woodies had a cool nickname? Do you reckon there's a cool nickname coming?
Well, and then
for...
there's Special K, one last year.
Yeah, Special K.
Those guys. Special
Rinks
K's.
Rinks and Koops. What do we call Rinks and Koops? Yeah, text in if you've got a nickname for Rinky Hijikata and Jason Kubler. Jason?
Kubi Carter.
Kubi Carter. 0457 736 736, or give us a call if you are a Kubler or a Hijikata. We'd love to hear from you. 1300 01 1170. Keep them coming in.
Now,
sorry,
yes, mate,
Dunny's,
go for it.
Dunny's just got this is on point. This text message.
Dunny.
He says, massive shout out to the two separate cars that flashed me to let me know the cops are checking speeds in Matraville. The mayor of Malabar thanks you, from Dunny.
Very nice.
It's
very
good to be on topic, Dunny. Well
it
done.
Is. That's great.
But hey, I do like a nice light flash. Hey, guys, you know, the fuzz.
I do too.
Yeah.
You can get booked doing that, though. Mate of mine got booked doing that. So
say I bumped him.
Okay.
Prove otherwise.
Okay. Big Bash rolls on, Tommy. Brisbane Heat, they beat the Melbourne Renegades by 7 wickets with 7 balls to spare.
7 sevens.
Yeah, pretty safe to say that. Well, I guess they now take on the Sixers on Thursday.
At the SCG.
Yep. So the Sixers, obviously, also went down to the Scorchers on the weekend. Scorchers toweled them up.
Yeah.
They really gave them a solid hiding over there
say,
in Perth.
The Sixers didn't look on their game in the field.
I have to agree with you, and they're normally a very good fielding side. Yeah. They always, you think of the Silks and the Abbots.
Well, Mark Waugh in the commentary box was about to have a conniption because he was saying, why would you have all these dudes in the ring if they're not stopping the singles? They were just letting singles go past them the whole time.
Yeah, right.
And he was like, if you're going to stand inside the circle, you got to at least put some pressure on the ball.
Step in the ring, brother.
I spoke to Stephen O'Keefe today. And
did you?
Yeah.
You're a bragger.
I left a message on his phone. So I spoke to his voicemail.
Yeah.
No, he was saying that the crowd was so loud there that you could not communicate with the other fielders on the field.
I don't know. His eyes did a pretty good bit of communication for him when he glared down. Who was it?
I don't think he glared.
And
Dan Christian.
From when they just let that
I
one
don't think
go.
They, I don't. I think they both thought the other person had called, but because the West Australian crowd was so nuts, and from all these athletes over years that we've spoken to, every time you say to them, where are the loudest slash most feral fans?
Yep.
WA.
Peppermint Grove's finest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just next level. And I think that Optus Stadium is designed to bring out the
That was the whole
noise.
to bring out the what? The bogans. it's that whole, it's designed for that cauldron-like atmosphere where everything aims into the middle and the sound just bounces around. So it's sort of disorienting, which must be like, I know for a home team, they go, oh, it's a great advantage, but you've still got to play in the din. You can't, you know, especially you think they're playing AFL football there where calling and directions and like.
But maybe they're quieter when the home team's got the.
Do you reckon?
No, I just think when you everyone shut up so they can pass for a long enough amount of time that the crowd noise doesn't
affect you.
You shouldn't. That should never.
So
be
you're
an
saying
excuse.
Socky's unprofessional? There we go. Tommy Erskine starting a fight with Stephen O'Keefe. Text in. Whose side are you taking? 0457 736 736.
Did you see? Oh, somebody's texting a good one for. That's not bad. Kubla and Rinky Hijikata. Call him Kinky.
Kinky! Lundy. He's on it early.
Lundy's on.
Good.
Very good. What do you make of, just while we're talking about crowd noise, Djokovic complaining about the gasps when balls were close to lines last night?
Oh, yeah.
Stop gasping.
Yeah,
stop
guys.
Reacting.
Or like don't react between serves. And you're like, what is this? What is this? What's it becoming?
Oh, hey, who do you think's a bigger Derek? Djokovic or Medvedev? Because Barney's got an opinion.
Oh, Medvedev. Oh, sure.
Yes.
Yeah.
The big baby.
Who do you think's a bigger Derek?
Djokovic.
Okay.
Really?
I like Daniil's thin hair.
No, yeah, it's good. It's good thin hair.
Very good thin hair.
He sweeps it effortlessly.
Is he old? Medvedev?
No.
Oh, shave it off, mate.
He's a baby.
Genetically unfortunate.
You'll sleep better. Just shave it off.
He's got baby hair.
We're going to have a chat to you on the way out. Hey, Graham Arnold. Socceroos deal.
Yeah.
Four years, $6 million. Is that good?
Good cheddar.
Good cheddar?
Great cheddar if you can get it.
Yeah. Is it worth it? Tommy, you love Joga Benito. Is that good? Geez, that's good for the national soccer team.
Yeah, I mean, I was in the camp for bring back Aussie Goose, but I was definitely a big Aussie Goose guy.
Would Hussey have been on $6 million a year?
Are you getting Hussey for $6 million? What's that, 1.5 a year?
Well, he was paid in Dutch euros. So
the conversion rate, it kills.
Yeah. And cinnamon buns. It's cinnamon buns in Dutch euros.
Mm.
Is the 59-year-old's tenure will go until the end of 2026 World Cup in Canada, Mexico, US, which, P.S., the four of us are going.
Yeah.
We will find a way to make that happen.
But Djokovic won't.
They might let him into Mexico. It's a bloody...
Yeah. Canada's
it's a
no
zoo
chance.
Down there. Canada, no chance. America, no chance. He will mentor all Australian coaches in under-17s, under-20s, and under-23s. Do we know, is there anybody else notable that coaches those younger sides? I feel like, is there a Harry Kuehl or something?
No, Harry's just gone over with that Ange Postecoglou to Celtic.
On the hoops. Oh, yeah. Is there anybody else in the... No. Text him.
Yeah, text in. Who do you know that coaches junior Australian teams?
I think Aloisi's probably floating around.
Wouldn't be surprised. Is this the new thing they throw in the contracts? Because that was one of the things thrown into Eddie Jones's contract that he oversees the
men's and women's
men's
games.
And women's games, that sort of stuff. Is this just a new way to justify paying people a lot of money? Do we think our head coaches?
I think so. I think it's that old thing of, well, we can't pay him that much just to coach the team, and then they go, just say he's going to do that.
You know, we'll give you 1.5 million.
It's like in where they're like they hire a director of football and then a GM and whatever, and you're like, oh god. Like the guy doesn't do it.
Yeah,
they don't do anything.
Yeah. Wrexham, so the big fans of Welcome to Wrexham out there, Drew, with Sheffield United in the FA Cup. Is that a spoiler alert in case you're about to watch that second season?
Yes. I forgot to put that in. Sorry, boys.
Spoiler alert. Sheffield United in the fourth round of the FA Cup on Sunday. Wrexham, the fifth-tier team bought by Ryan Reynolds and fellow Hollywood actor Rob McElhenney. For US$2.5 million in November 2020, conceded in the fifth minute of stoppage time to draw 3-3 with Sheffield United.
US$2.5 million, what's that? That's about 18 months worth of Graham Arnold. They've bought him for
is it? That's not bad.
Not bad. And good cheddar.
Good if you can get it.
60 cinnamon buns for Goose.
Is it?
Yeah.
Who's Goose in charge of at the moment?
I think he might be getting the Dutch job.
Well,
that a euphemism? Tell me that's good news, not bad news. Getting the Dutch job.
They're a proper team.
The rudder was broken.
The Dutch. The Dutch runner. Mate. Basketball.
It's not that show, Tommy. No. Sorry, mate.
The Sydney Kings, they've set a season-long franchise attendance record. Kudos, which apparently, Tommy, is the Qantas Bank. Did you know that?
No, I did. No,
I didn't
idea.
Know that. I thought Kudos was something else. Has hosted 144,307 fans this year, eclipsing their record of 140,168 from the 2019-2020 season.
Yawn.
Mate.
Sydney Kings.
But why? Who do you go for?
Mate. Illawarra Hawks, mate.
Oh,
mate.
Tommy. They're last.
You do love a side you've got no real ties to.
Just,
you're
absolutely.
A North Queensland Cowboys rugby league fan.
You're a Melbourne Rebels.
No, no. Other Tars.
Other Tars. Who's your AFL team?
Hawthorn.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Huh?
Why?
Oh, just brown and gold is just my colour. It's my colour palette. I'm washed out.
It's the colour else. The colour of his undies after about a week and a half, let me tell you.
Who's your A-League side?
Huh?
A-League.
MacArthur.
He's just a fan of Dwight.
Not sure where MacArthur is.
Campbelltown.
MacArthur.
I've never noticed that he is the fan of just random teams.
Nah, Sydney FC. I'm Sydney FC, mate.
You, Sky you blue.
Another great colour for me.
Xavier Cooks was dominant with another brilliant individual performance as the Kings beat the South East Melbourne Phoenix.
Would you
really
say they've got their? You say they got their season back on track because they were all there, and then they had a couple of tight losses.
Yeah, but then I think
wheels. There was talk amongst Gibbo and me that the wheels were coming off.
Yeah, and they did.
Well, so they lost to. Correct me if I'm wrong. They lost to Perth.
Yep.
Then they lost to the Jack Jumpers.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Then did they lose a third or no? Then they beat Phoenix. So they still got Perth left and someone else.
What do you think happened? Do you reckon Cement Shoes Bogut went in there and gave him the old rev up?
He might have.
Yeah. Like, just don't even get an inch off the ground. You don't need it.
What was
aerial games?
Jeez, you're picking some fights, Tommy.
He's coming hot, isn't he? Mate. You're 5'2". He's 7'1".
Yeah, he won a chip and he'd never left the ground.
Mate.
It's pretty incredible.
Visit coalfaceworkwear.com.au for workwear safety boots and PPE. All right, let's take a break here, Gibbo. We'll be back with more.
Hyundai Tucson Turbo Diesel, in stock now. Rotoflex by Blunston. Stability meets the freedom to move. The Summer Run Home with the Professor and Barney on SEN.
Yes, you are on the Summer Run Home with the Prof and the Barn. Tommy Erskine is joining us this afternoon. Tommy Tuxedo and Gibbo is over there being Mr. Buttons. Tommy, a bit of love coming in for you on the text line. So bloody good to hear Tommy essentially in the light of Foreskin Erskine back on the air. People, Brad from the Oval. Do you know Brad the Oval?
No, it's just Brad the Owl.
Oh. Sorry, my eyes are no good. Oh, God.
It's funny, though. I do know Brad from the Oval.
not
see you on Wednesday, Brad.
The guy you used to buy weed off, mate. Brad down the Oval.
Hey, we just did a sports update, which a lot of people were writing in saying you guys should actually have a new Sports Tonight show.
Yeah.
But we missed one, Barney, and I apologise, which was
you know I'm not ready to talk about this.
It's the hockey. The Hockey World Cup was on. Tommy, I don't know if you knew that.
It's not the one where they skate on ice.
No.
No, it's the grass one, right? Oh, God.
You're on a raw nerve here, boys. You're on a raw nerve.
So what's happened here, Barney? And I'm just going to read Gibbo's notes here.
No, for all the kookaburras, fans out there.
What are you in the crowd, Hattie? What do you call out? When does it...
You
know they do that.
There wasn't enough of that going on.
Aussie. They do that.
Yeah.
Fair dinkum.
We love it. And it wasn't a good weekend for the Kookaburras. So, as you remember, we were taking on Germany. Bushland. In the semi-final of the World Cup in India. And, well, it was going great. I've got to be honest, it was going great. 2.5 minutes left on the clock. We were up 3-2. The boys were looking good.
Then they got the bratwurst, did they?
something happened in the German dugout. Because let me tell you, they really pulled out all the stops and scored twice.
Oh,
they ran the Merkel.
Take the lead. take the lead with just 6 seconds left on the clock.
Oh, no.
So the Australian Kookaburras were... they were eliminated.
Right,
they didn't make the final.
You're right.
They Well, the good news usually at these World Cups is you do get
is
to play
that they're
for the
over
bronze.
Soon.
You do get to play for the bronze. Which was us and obviously the other game, Belgium and the Netherlands. That was 2-2 at full time. That went down to penalty strokes, which Belgium, it was a stroke off, and Belgium won that 3-2. And so we took on the Netherlands in the when the repechage, if you would, the third place final. And
did we lose that?
We lost 3-1.
Oh my
God. That's because Aussie Goose was coaching him.
Was he?
Interim job.
Kookaburra, what do you think just about when there are third place playoffs? Yeah, people, a lot of people ask, like kissing your sister.
It makes, well, which is
withdrawals.
It's a negative, Gibbo.
Oh, negative. Oh, because it didn't make sense there for a while.
Yeah. Gibbo's thinking about your sister. That's the problem.
Oh, right.
He's not thinking
it's
about
not
his
gold
own
medal.
No,
it's playoff for third bronze.
Yeah.
He's just happy to be involved, I think.
Why See, would, it you, makes, would you bother?
It makes sense in those tournaments where they give out a bronze. But if it's just, you know, a World Cup or whatever, then are they
You'd
given
be
a
so
prize?
So filthy. You've lost the semi. And then they go, hey, you just, well.
I think the only time it makes sense is when it's like an ongoing tournament like the Rugby Sevens where you have to play off to all the positions to get a certain amount of points.
Mm. Oh, very good.
Hey, did you get out to the Sydney Sevens, Tommy?
No, I didn't. No. Watched a fair bit of it on TV. It's good. It's good gear.
We spoke to Henry Patterson.
Yeah, Patto.
Yeah. H-Pat.
Yeah,
he
yeah.
scored a try as well,
did,
boys.
Yeah. Yeah, he did. Yeah, he's got a sweet mo too.
Yeah, he looks a bit like Gibbo, doesn't he?
Yeah,
what do you
yeah.
think, Tommy? I reckon I can pass off as a Henry Patterson body double.
Yeah.
You sent us a video of you watching with your flatmate. I think that the other voice was.
He was just another. He's just a random punter.
Just a random punter.
Yeah, just invited him in. We had sort of had a leak in the roof, so I just said, mate, can you fix this for us? And then I was actually watching the Sydney Sevens, and I said, oh, do I look like that guy?
Yes, I know. I heard that earlier. And he goes, oh, yeah, a bit, yeah. You bullied a bloke into giving you a compliment. It was some of the greatest.
We need to do a few touch-ups on your roots, but we'll be okay.
Well, so do I.
Smile. He's very dark. He's quite swarthy, isn't he?
Yeah.
Like, oh, God, he's. Anywho,
where are you going with that?
I'm just saying he's like quite Mediterranean.
He's a tall drink of water. He's gorgeous.
He is. He's an attractive
guy. Hey, Gibbo, you've got your own great traits.
Thank you. Do you want me to flush?
Who are we flushing, Tommy?
No, we don't have to flush, Tommy, but just.
As a farewell, would you like a flush sound effect?
I'd love a flush, mate. Yeah.
That's too good. Sorry.
Do you like that? Tommy, do you like that?
That sums up
the semi-final and the
repechage
for the Cookies.
Good. Oh, I wrote it.
No, we don't. We do write it, Tommy.
That person deserves a high
pitch. Okay, all right. Tommy, thanks for coming in.
Thanks, guys.
Hey, maybe we can do a Super Bowl one with you.
Ooh, absolutely.
Oh, actually,
yeah.
We don't have a show.
Yeah, we can. Yeah.
We'll just go to the
park. Can we come to yours for the Super Bowl?
Hopefully the listeners are woken up after my first segment. So,
all right. Fare thee well. We're going to take another break. After the break, you've just written more fun times.
Yeah, the farewell continues.
Farewell continues. You're on the Summer Run Home with the Professor and Barney.
Thank you, JR, for all the good news there. You are on the Summer Run Home with thanks to Hyundai. Hyundai Tucson Turbo Diesel in stock now. And Blunston, Rotoflex by Blunston. Stability meets the freedom to move. Isn't that a great compromise? Because you want your stability, but you don't want to be stopped from moving.
1,000,000%.
All right, now it's time to have a look at the pulse of rugby league, Professor, thanks to Anytime Fitness. Make your own rules at Anytime Fitness. Now, the big story that's come out today, one of our favourite journos, David Riccio.
What's he written on
this
stuff?
He's reporting that Parramatta will retain Mitch Moses.
That is big news.
There's been a lot of conjecture. Will he, won't he? What's he going to do? How's he going to decide this? Will he stay at Parramatta?
Yeah.
Is he the key to their premiership window? If he leaves, is it closing?
I think the window's closed.
You think it's
closed? Yeah, they lost the engine room, mate. It's gone.
Closes without Moses. That's what I said at the start because I like a role.
Yeah, that's great. So, I mean, there was chat of him obviously going to the Doggies for a bit there. The Doggies have still got, it's about $10.5 million in the cap.
It's about that.
So Mitch was going to go there. There was also early chat about Tigers, but then his uncle Benny said, "Don't go back to those losers."
No.
So did he report Gibbo? Was there an amount? Is he playing for free pro bono? What's he doing?
Yeah, he's paying for free this year, but next year it's a back-ended deal, so he'll be playing for a bit of money.
Okay.
Yeah. A bit of cheddar.
A bit of cheddar. There's also what sort of came out of this whole thing, that there's a junior up at the Broncos, Carl Olapau.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
So he's a half as well. So in signing this young, so that's why they've said Mitch Moses won't be going there. But basically the Broncos.
So there was chat of Moses going to the Broncos.
Sorry, I'm getting confused. I mean Moses going to the Bulldogs.
Yes, because they're trying to get the Bronco. Yes.
Yeah, so they got the Bronco, but they had to pay a $500,000 transfer fee.
Oh, yes,
fee
I saw that.
Because the Broncos were playing hardball with this youngster because... Yeah, they weren't playing him.
Do you think does that help when they're training with the harder ball?
The harder ball does usually help training. Not in summer, though. It gets quite hot and very sweaty.
What's it made out of that it's harder?
The hard ball?
Mm.
I think it's boiled eggs. I'm fairly sure. I'm going to have to do my research.
Boil. Yeah. They're playing hard boil on the hard ball.
Hard boil.
Sorry,
ball.
My mistake. But yeah, there was some.
We used to call you that, didn't we, buddy?
There was some, yeah.
Hard-boiled balls.
Yeah.
Hey, do you think it's Benny Eichen that's the that's
playing
a bit shrewd up there? What are you, that's holding onto the purse strings?
Yeah,
Benny
Eichen? I don't know. Benny, well, that is Benny's go.
Yeah.
He's two, if not three steps ahead. He's very smart. You know that. You met him. He's a big fan of House of Dragon and those sort of things where it's the intrigue that gets him. I think he's probably watched a little bit of that sort of thing and thought, you know what, I'm going to play some palace intrigue here and see if we can play hardball.
Do you think he has a Littlefinger?
The House of Bronco? Littlefinger.
Do you think he has one?
Who would be Littlefinger at the Broncos? Ooh. Text in if you
Who'd
think
you'd
know.
Who'd be the Sparrow? I'd like to know that.
0457 736 736 if you've got any thoughts on Game of Thrones, the Broncos. Benny's smart. He knows what he's given away. He knows what he's not given away. And... I don't know. The Dogs can't get it all their way, I suppose.
Well, funny enough that you mention that, Barney, the Bulldogs have announced a new leadership. Is this a good segue? Sort of.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Announced a new leadership group, the new leadership structure, which consists of a group of...
Sorry, the leadership group. That's traditionally your captain and maybe a vice-captain, right? That's your leadership group.
Traditionally, yes.
Yeah.
They've come up with a group of 15 players.
15?
Who have been announced as the leadership group. And there's actually a couple of players that don't play anymore that are also captains.
a couple of guys outside the top 30.
Yep. Brett Camorley.
Oh, good old
He's in there.
Isn't it good to see Noddy getting a go? Yep.
And Greg Eastwood. He's still...
Well, yeah. I mean, they're still paying him. They've got to get him to
do something.
They're still
paying him. No, it is a group of six.
Six?
Yes. Amongst the newly appointed leaders, Ray Fatala-Mariner. He's been honoured as the... new club captain and being tasked to lead the charge on club culture alongside teammates Josh Adokar, Viliami Kikau and Max King. As for the game day on-field captaincy, Seraldo announced that the skipper's post will be shared between newly appointed co-captains Reid Marnie and Matt Burton. There's also a captain for Mad Monday.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Captain Fun?
Yeah.
Who's that?
Well, Adam Elliott just pops back in.
From Newcastle.
Yeah, so he's the captain of Mad Monday.
I don't know if he's going to have time.
Well, he only needs about 3 minutes. I think that's it. Caroline. How long does it go?
Bum, bum, bum.
Sometimes. Anyway, it didn't work for the Tigers back in the day. Do you remember when they had...
They had eight, didn't they?
Every man and his cousin was eight. Was it eight for them?
Yeah, it is... I think it's confusing. Like there is a structure that some of the Americans, like in American football, you have different captains. Like you might be the offensive captain, the defensive captain, because those sides.
But they're whole different teams.
Yeah, those sides aren't on the same thing. So I mean, what happens if, say, you know, you've got your on-field leaders, Reid Marnie and Matt Burton, playing a strategy. But then all of a sudden, Viliami Kikau, Max King and Josh Adokar get their heads together and say, listen, the way we're playing doesn't suit the club culture.
God.
Then all of a sudden, you've got a conflict. You've got a leadership.
A mutiny?
Mate, you've got a constitutional crisis.
Oh, God.
Could be a mutiny on field.
Oh, geez. Yes, Gibbo, you've raised your hand. Very good boy.
I think I'm going to try and get into a bit of serious rugby league chat here for a second. I watched, there's like a Bulldogs documentary on YouTube about their preseason training. And you mentioned the word club culture. Mm. They do a lot of good things out of the Bulldogs. I think they're going to go all right this year. Essentially what they did, like they got in different people from like different cultures. So they had the Lebanese roots and they came in and spoke to the group and they were learning about all different war dances. It was quite a good watch. And
what,
that was
serious. What was their Christmas party like? Because if I'm going to pick whether or not my team's going to make the finals, it's based on who was Santa at the Christmas party, how many people turned up, was it 150?
Was there a secret Santa?
There was. Gus Gould was dressed up as Santa Claus. He's a great Santa.
He picks himself, doesn't he?
And they had it at the Meriton Hotel in the city.
Really?
Yeah.
Why not? But Canterbury Leagues is beautiful down there at Belmore.
Nah, because they like to, you know the expression, don't shit where you eat?
Oh.
That's what they were doing, yeah. So they went into the city.
Well, they fixed that. The toilets are now a separate room to the restaurant at the Leagues Club. So that's not that shouldn't have been an issue.
No.
Ever.
No. I just remembered of something that happened at the Coogee Bay Hotel.
That was the problem.
That's where the saying comes from, right?
In fairness, that person didn't eat there. They just cooked there. So,
what's the saying about where you sleep?
I let dogs lie.
What's the one about off the company pier? What's that
fishing
one?
I've never heard that before. I'm not too sure.
You should, out of everybody. Mm. You know don't dip your pen in the company ink.
No,
you know that one?
That. What is that about?
You don't
steal stationery.
There's a couple of little things we need to talk to you about in the break. You're welcome at Anytime Fitness, no matter who you are or what your goals are. Coming up on the show, we're going to be chatting to Matt Rogers and Gary Belcher, north of the Tweed, and Josh Jenkins from Sportsbet. We'll be right back.
Hyundai Tucson Turbo Diesel, in stock now. Rotoflex by Blunston. Stability meets the freedom to move. The summer run home with the Professor and Barney on SEN.
Yes, it's another Mad Monday on the... is it Mad Monday? Is that what we normally do on the summer run home? Monday Madness? I can't remember what we called it. God, it's been so many weeks. And we are having a great time. Texts are coming in thick and fast. 0457 736 736. Barney, has one caught your ear?
One definitely has caught my ear. This one says, afternoon, boys. Any chance we can get Nick from New Zealand on this week too, from Joel? I'll send him a text. I don't think they're busy over there. So if he can get hold of the phone, we'll get him on it. That sounds good. You got anything, Professor?
Can't take the credit for this. We were asking what Hiji Carter Kubler, a nickname for them. Somebody's written in, can't take credit for this, as it was said on the TV over the weekend, but because one of the special Ks is a bit of a knob end, the nickname for the new guys is just right.
Oh, I like that. Kellogg's would be loving this.
That was Tim from Woolaware. Congratulations.
Yes.
Tim, you're in the running for nothing.
This is my favourite text.
Powerbank.
Oh, this is my favourite text we've ever received. It says, who you like for the AB medal? I don't like this Jimmy Fallon they've got on 7 Bravo. I like Jimmy Kimmel. Jay Leno was my fave. to address the first question first, I think for the AB medal, I'd like to see your Travis Head get a go. Who else would we go? Usman would have to be a
shout. Is this for hosting a Tonight Show? Which cricketer would host
the AB
Tonight
medal.
Show? Oh, who's going to win the AB medal?
It is. Who do you like? I thought it was who would you like to see host it? I don't think Jimmy Kimmel has enough cricket knowledge, to be honest.
I don't know. Okay. Summer run home. We'll be back.